بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تاب قبل أن تطلع الشمس من مغربها تاب الله عليه. With regard to the riwayat hadith that we read yesterday and today's hadith with a very similar meaning, yesterday's hadith, a further explanation is that Allah Ta'ala is spreading out His hand. We read that Allah spreads out His hand at night and in the day to forgive the sinners of the day and night. The meaning of that actually is that Allah spreads out His mercy and opens the door of repentance. That for at night, for all those who had made gunas during the day, Allah opens His doors of mercy and tawbah, and everyone who will make tawbah, Allah accepts it. And then in the morning again, in the day, Allah opens His doors of tawbah and mercy, and whoever had committed sins at night and they ask for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives them. According to the Arabs, an open hand indicates pleasure and acceptance of something. When the hand is open, according to the Arabs, then the meaning of that is that that person is happy and he accepts. While a closed hand indicates dislike, that that person dislikes that. The nature and state of Allah's hand is unknown to us. What is the hand of Allah Ta'ala? That is not a hand like ours, but that is, as explained, one explanation is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and these are amongst those things that we accept as they are. As Allah Ta'ala knows it and as it is, we accept it as such. And then in that hadith also it came that the rising of the sun in the west, this is one of the major signs of Qiyamah. And when that will happen, then Tawbah after that will not be accepted. This hadith encourages us to hasten in repentance for sins committed during the day or night. We should not think that later in our lives we will make tawbah. We should, when every day, every night, a person should make tawbah for whatever sins known and unknown, and secretly, openly, all types of sins that a person had committed, he should make tawbah and seek the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. It is purely through the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that he accepts repentance at any time. This is Allah Ta'ala's great mercy. It is not compulsory, na'uzu billah, upon Allah to accept our repentance. But Allah gave us the opportunity, and out of His mercy, then Allah Ta'ala accepts it. Repentance is accepted by Allah Ta'ala as long as the doors of repentance remains open. And that will be close to Qiyamah, when the sun will rise from the west, and then after that Tawbah will not be accepted. They will close when Qiyamah begins. In the hadith that we read today, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah jalla jalaluhu will accept the repentance of anyone who turns in repentance to Him before the time when the sun rises from the west. Ulama have written that when a person makes tawbah, definitely his tawbah is accepted. Allah accepts it with the conditions which are mentioned, but then Allah does accept it, though it is not compulsory upon Allah Ta'ala to accept it, but out of His great mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala does accept the tawbah of a person. And also from another perspective, that nobody knows when his maut will come. So all the time we should be making tawbah, at least morning and evening. Allah Ta'ala accepts the repentance of a person out of His mercy and kindness, and the doors of His repentance will remain open until the close day, until the close signs of Qiyamah, the major signs of Qiyamah will come. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي بَعْضُ آيَاتِ رَبِّكَ لَا يَنْفَعُ نَفْسًا إِيمَانُهَا لَمْ تَكُنْ آمَنَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَوْ كَسَبَتْ فِي إِيمَانِهَا خَيْرًا. On the day when one of your Lord Allah Ta'ala's signs will appear, the iman of a person will not benefit him if he did not have iman previously, or if he did not do any good through the iman. That is, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, when that major sign of the day of Qiyamah, of the sun rising from the west will come, from that day, any person who brings iman, also his iman won't be accepted. And after that, whatever, if he didn't do any good deeds before that, then those good deeds also will not be accepted, his tawbah also will not be accepted. So nobody knows also when Qiyamah will come. And at least the major signs, many signs, the small signs have all become manifest. And we're witnessing the major signs also coming. And when that time will come, when the sun will rise from the west, and we don't know when it will happen. After that, Tawbah will not be accepted. So a person should hasten to make Tawbah. We should not commit sin at all in the first place. But if perchance a person did wrong and he committed sin, then he should not delay in making Tawbah. And Allah is that merciful being that after wronging him so many times, but we make Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala accepts it. So we should make Tawbah regularly, and the real essence of Tawbah is to change our lives, correct them, and turn a new leaf, and turn a better page, and a new life that we turn. That is what really the essence of Tawbah is.